aboard, you people. It is a Starship Rokon show with Anna DeVos to suffer another day of
broadcast insolence. Absolutely.
Insolence.
That's what it is.
Yes. I've been accused of that a number of times. You got the Judy Pilak on the news. You got the Violetta Powdermedic on the traffic. And you got the Kevin Powell on the sports.
No big deal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Has everybody had a chance to check out the awesome tree time decorations?
Well,
here?
I'm looking at you guys sitting there. It's so cool to see the skyline in yellow there, first of all.
Behind
and then
us.
The tree behind you. And yeah. They do such a fabulous job.
They do.
I wish they could decorate the newsroom.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Because I have to do it.
I like the subtle hints there.
Just drop that. Leave that out there.
Judy's known for her subtlety.
Well, I'm the decorator, so I like doing it.
Judy decorated the green room.
I know. It looks great.
I know. I revamped that, baby. But, you know, it's so beautiful. There's no way I could.
You know what's
that.
Cool about tree time? Their trees come pre-lit. So you don't have to fight about starting your lights at the top of the tree, at the bottom of the tree. Everyone has a different technique. Takes the fighting out of Christmas right there.
And running out of an awkward place where you can't drag the extension cord.
But look at the stuff they have on the
first
tree.
First world problems.
Let me ask you a problem. Why would the fighting stop there? I mean, aren't the holidays just really all about fighting?
That's the first fight that happens in my family.
That's the annual first fight of the holiday or Christmas season.
And every year we're like, okay, let's just be cool. Let's put the lights on and get through this.
How about it? As kids, I remember there was always a fight about putting up the Christmas tree.
Now, Mark Sapelsa doesn't know anything about that. You can hear him every afternoon here at 6 o'clock. Evening at 6 o'clock after he gets off the air. But today he's joining us early because we've got Northwestern basketball coming your way.
Go Cats.
Now, let me ask you this.
I stand on the ladder to do the lights every year, by the way.
So you start on the top of the tree?
I do.
Hmm.
That's a smart way to do it.
That's one way to do it.
Why would you start at the bottom and work your way to the top?
Because I'm short. I don't know. I like starting at the bottom.
Does that work out?
You know what?
Sometimes.
This is not why Mark is here. Mark has a story he wants to tell us about that is far more compelling than whether Violetta starts at the top or the bottom of the Christmas tree.
Well, that's debatable to some people, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, let me just say that I know what the story is, and it is more compelling.
Okay.
All right. So tonight at 9 o'clock, we're
correct.
Doing this?
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock. And of course, you know, the Channel 9 news doesn't stop there. It goes on at 10 o'clock as well. You have this story where you're tracing. This is fascinating because isn't this part of the problem in Chicago? They're trying to trace bullets to clear these cases.
Yep.
Chicago's got a very low violence clearance rate at the moment.
You know, when you saw, for example, yesterday in the Eisenhower, the investigators closing off the highway, the expressway, to find bullet casings, this is essentially one of the places where they go, the place that we went with our cameras in Maryland and then West Virginia. It's fascinating. It's the alcohol, tobacco, firearms unit that specializes in bullet tracing. And they take the most minute sketch, dent, you got it, from a bullet casing. And they can help Chicago trace the crimes on the streets of this city. And Chicago leads the nation in sending bullets and guns their way for tracing.
What would be the circumstances, Mark, for them to send it there? Like, kind of percentage of the bullets that are actually ending up there versus not going there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple of different locations that do it, but these guys are the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And so, essentially, there's a good relationship between some of the key police departments around the country and the ATF, which is, it's a federal lab. And so, what you'll see tonight is how they trace both bullets and casings and match them to guns. So you've got, let's say...
So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to figure out the gun.
The gun. And
interesting.
Where'd that gun come from? Where is that gun now? They may not have the gun now, but they may
have... The gun has never been in their possession, though.
Exactly.
How do they know that they... Can they tell the make and model of the gun?
Yes. Yeah, they can do all kinds of... All those things, and you'll see it tonight, where, for example, let's say a gun is sold in Indiana, brought to the city of Chicago, used in a crime, then that gun takes off to New Mexico because it's hot property at this point, or the criminals have taken off, and then the gun is used again in New Mexico. If it just so happens that a bullet was fired from that gun in New Mexico and that department sends it to the ATF for tracing, it goes into their system, and then Chicago sends its bullet casings from this crime, from that same gun here in Chicago, goes to that system at ATF. suddenly they can see a match because that bullet has the same imprint coming out of that same gun.
It's like a fingerprint.
Or those, right. It's like the DNA on the bullet. It's the same. But they need experts to trace that stuff, and how they do it is what we watched.
Gives you some hope, but then our clearance rate is so low, it just feels like we need all the help we can get.
Well, right? then tomorrow night, we go to another facility, this one in West Virginia, also an ATF facility. You know how Congress, mainly at the behest of the National Rifle Association, has not passed a law that allows the ATF to have a computerized system for who owns guns and logging that. In West Virginia, they work around that. Incredible work being done, but sometimes amazingly archaic because, again, Congress hasn't approved a computerized version of who owns a gun. So they combine West Virginia with the bullet tracing in Maryland, and sometimes they do great things. Sometimes they don't need each other. Sometimes those two labs don't need each other. But tonight, you'll see bullet tracing. Tomorrow night, you'll see the most amazing collection of guns and the most amazing collection of who owns guns, but it's all in paper files, if you can believe it, in this day and age.
I can believe it.
Yep.
I don't know what's wrong with this system, but that is, it's unbelievable to me.
No political will.
How there is just, it is, it's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you think about it, we I'm sure you've talked about this too, the number of guns coming off our streets, more than New York and L.A. combined. And you just look at these outrageous like statistics about what's happening in this city, and it tells a real story.
While we were in the Maryland gun tracing lab, 10 guns came in from Chicago that day. 10. Mm. Mm-mm. 10 different crimes, maybe two from one crime, so maybe it was 8 different crimes. They said, yep, this place takes in more guns from Chicago and more bullet and bullet casing from Chicago than any other city.
And so the idea here on behalf of the ATF is that they would like to see their funding increase so they could digitize this, and it would actually speed up the investigation process, right?
Sure, exactly, but they have to follow Congress's letter of the law, so to speak. So they're doing their own thing based on what the law allows them to do. But the goal, for example, tonight, as you'll see with the bullet tracing lab, is really just to help local municipalities, or maybe even on a state level, let's say the state police, that type of thing, or even the FBI on a federal level, solve crimes. Their goal is just to use that technology that they've developed in that lab with bullet casing and bullet tracing to help solve crimes quicker. And because a lot of municipalities, police departments don't have that kind of technology or the manpower to help. So they're just assisting. They're saying, look, okay, you want some help? And they've solved some amazing things. And you'll hear about them tonight.
All right.
Where they've connected dots.
Mark would normally be with us. As I said, you can listen to Mark every night with us at 6 o'clock, 6:10. Mm-hmm. And he joins us after Judy's News at the top of the hour.
That's
and he often has to put up with, I'm pretty ramped up by that. Right?
By the lights? Whether it's the weather or sports or politics.
Yeah. Christmas trees.
I've had it just about up to here by then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Mark's soothing voice kind of helps, doesn't it, at that hour? We sort of need it.
Yeah. Oftentimes, Mark just steps aside and is like,
let him go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tell me when he's done.
Nothing we can do about this.
If you could do an in-depth report on Christmas trees and lights.
How to apply the lights.
Actually,
you are doing one?
Ro has commissioned me to do undercover cameras at his house to see if any sort of little pomegranate shows up there over the holiday season.
I got to rat her out on television today.
Oh, that did was you really?
What did you do?
I did. I ratted her out for that whole Halloween craziness that happened at my house where I said that she snuck in and she counted all the underwear in my drawer.
It was
I couldn't find
weird.
Any.
Ro was just actually talking to his neighbors who got a squirt of chocolate in their kids' hands instead of candy from pomegranate when they came
that.
To the door.
Excuse me, who was that lady who was here?
Why didn't we get candy? Why did we get a squirt of chocolate?
Right.
Who was that young girl? Was she 12 or 40? Is that your daughter?
My kids came home with sloppy hands, and it was your fault, sir. Yeah. And what's going on over here?
Yes.
Weirdo.
We just had the walls painted white, and now they've got sticky chocolate brown handprints on them. You're going to have to pay to clean it up.
I bet that happened.
Yeah, I bet that did happen.
Or will soon.
Yeah. All right. So thank you very much,
right,
Mark.
Guys.
We'll see you tonight.
All right.
Normal time tonight, 9 and 10?
Normal time, yeah. No no Bulls basketball tonight, 9 and 10 tonight,
I 4 a little bit and 5 this afternoon. A little Bulls basketball last night.
Boy, that was it. Mm-hmm. They played well.
They commanded
they
that
did.
In Portland. Wow.
It's like 22-3 at one point.
Yeah. That's fun. See, that's what I expect. It's funny. This team's kind of streaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
So we'll see. We'll just have to see. I'm very excited about that. You know, it's Dwayne Wade wearing a Bulls uniform.
You know what it is? It's the Marquette influence. You got Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade. Thank you very much. You know,
look at you.
Thank my university for passing
dogs,
him.
Right.
All right. Okay. All right. I got to go.
Figured you did.
Yeah. All right. Violetta Pattermedic, the beginning, middle, and end of all trouble on this radio program, has a WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.